independent candidate to challenge Canberra Labor MP Alicia Payne in the upcoming federal election, expected to be held by May of next year. Voices for Canberra have formed, led by Canberra cardiologist Dr. Anna-Greta Hunter, who joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Leon. It's great to be with you.
Well, thanks for joining us today. You've got a dozen or so people, I believe, gathered together under the Voices for Canberra banner, and you're now on the search for an independent candidate. Why aren't you running yourself?
So, look, I reckon we'll find someone who's much better than me to run. But the first thing I think is that the conversation is just starting. This Voices for movement is very much about what the community wants, and that's the first thing we've got to do, is make sure that communities feel like they can be part of politics. We want to change how people feel about political engagement, and to have as many people across the federal electorate of Canberra, so from inner south, inner north, over to Belconnen, is a great time for people to think about how they can change the face of federal politics.
Now, the Voices for Canberra is modelled upon the template that has been fashioned by the Climate 200 group and very successfully implemented at the last federal election to elect a handful of so-called teals. David Pocock would not call himself a teal, but he was also a successful beneficiary of this particular approach to campaigning for election. You have, I believe, also approached Climate 200 to seek funding. How's that going?
So we haven't actually approached Climate 200 to seek funding. We haven't reached out to them at all. This is something that we're volunteering our time for, and we've not sought any financial relationship at all. Climate 200 help some candidates when they start to run, and we don't have a candidate and we haven't got a campaign. I have to say the only relationship between what we're doing and Climate 200 is the fact that a few people who are involved in the group are donors to Climate 200, because that seems to have been an effective way. Just about the Voices For movement, it wasn't a Climate 200 model, okay? The Voices For type movement started with Cathy McGowan in Indi down in northern Victoria more than a decade ago. And that was a community coming together and saying, can we do politics better for it to represent our community at the federal parliament level? And I think they've done an extraordinary job in really changing how local communities feel about being part of the political process. And Cathy McGowan and then Helen Haynes really are the beginning of that model. We've seen it been obviously rolled out across inner city Sydney and inner city Melbourne. And I think it's a good time to start to test the waters in Canberra.
Okay. Do you think the local Labor members, including Alicia Payne and David Smith, because there's a similar Voices for Bean movement already established as well, do you think that those Labor members are vulnerable now?
Oh, look, I think that's the question that's up for the community. And, you know, if the community is not interested in the independent model, then that's absolutely fine. We're happy to hear that feedback. What we're hearing so far is that there is concern, that there seems to be some sort of separation. We've got good people as our members of parliament, as individuals, but in amongst that, they go with the party line. And that sometimes means that they are doing things which we know don't reflect what Canberrans want.
That is kind of how the party system works, though, isn't it?
It is. And so that's the question, I guess, for us locally, is do we want to be told what we're going to do by the party at a national level, or do you think the people locally can make their decisions for themselves and the representative can take our voice to Parliament?
Okay. As a group, Voice for Canberra, does it have a list of principles or issues that it wants to campaign on?
This is a very early formation of a group, and it's so important that we're listening. We really want to hear from as many people who live in the federal electorate of Canberra as want to be involved. The common issues that come up in conversations, and we've started to have some conversations with people who live in the area, issues like cost of living, issues like housing, issues like how our children and grandchildren might be able to make a living in the future, issues like higher education, like the integrity of the public service, and issues like climate change. These are all the sorts of things that we're hearing people talk about on street corners, and that we expect that this will be part of the discussion for the Voices For group going forward.
Yeah, cost of living and housing are basically no-brainers, aren't they? Everybody's concerned about those things at the moment. It's blatantly obvious that we have issues in those two areas. And some of those other things too have fairly clear problems, but identifying the problems is one thing. It's identifying approaches to resolve those problems that really sorts out the wheat from the chaff, isn't it?
That's right. And I just think about the extraordinary people who live in this town. Don't we have an amazing community? I reckon we have just one of the most amazing communities. We've got people with lots of lived experience of how to do things differently. We've got some great thinkers and some great people who enjoy caring and working with people. And I think some of the ideas that are circulating around our community for how to deal with these thorny problems should deserve more airtime. And I suspect people listening to the show today have watched the Parliament change as we've had the crossbench really trying hard and often succeeding to bring intelligent and compassionate debate back into politics. Let's look at this hard problem. Let's not get stuck in the polarised, divisive politics of us versus them. Let's really look at the problem and work out what the best option is for today and for the next generation.
Okay, as a political entity, how coordinated is the Voices of group? Is it something that has a structure like a political party or not?
It's not a political party, and I there's no particular entity around it. This is a loose group of people who come together who are talking about it, and the structure emerges as we get more people involved. There's no hierarchy to it. It's really about making sure we create spaces and, again, drawing on that Voices for Indi group down in northern Victoria. They founded on kitchen table conversations, that everyone's welcome, that if you come to a conversation with respect and with listening to other views, that is a really valuable part of the political process. And that's what we'd like to see and encourage here in Canberra.
Okay, so if anybody listening now is interested in getting involved with Voices for Canberra or indeed Voices for Bean, how do they find you?
So Google it. Both organisations have a website and there's a mailing list and you can keep up to date with what we're doing. If you're interested in getting involved, we really are keen to hear from people. And that means hearing the positives and the negatives. But, you know, I think very much in this environment, it's good to hear from people who have concerns or who want to see things being done differently. And so we really look forward to hearing from as many people as possible.
Thanks very much for your time today.
It's been great speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Anna-Greta Hunter.